morning, Craig. How are you going?
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well, mate. Congratulations on Saturday. A treble and riding in outstanding form.
Yeah, it was a great... sorry about that. They're just... that's not a haircut, thank God.
You've got the children?
No, that was... I just left the stables and they're gardening, so I'm getting my car out the road before they get too close.
Well, make sure they don't hit your car.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm very protective of. You might just jump through the car in a second, fine. So basically, on Saturday, had...
You there, Willow?
The barrier draws and, they salute. You right there?
Yeah, we got you now. You're on hands free, so that's good. So, tell us about Saturday. You had three winners, but it was possibly the run of Osborne Bulls that was the eye catcher, and you've declared him the best sprinter in Australia.
Yeah, definitely. On his day, I've no doubt he's the best sprinter in Australia. I've been lucky enough to ride some really good sprinters in the last few years, and not that I've ridden Red Zell, but we've chased him home a couple of times, and there's no doubt on his performances in a barrier trial I had here, and then he backed that up going up into the Everest, and then again on Saturday with an unfamiliar distance for him, but it's quite weird for me to say have a statement like that, and he didn't even win, so it's a bit scary, but he is that exciting when he steps up to 6 furlongs.
Well, you'd obviously be thinking he's the one to beat. As most punters are now, he's been backed into favouritism for the Newmarket. That's in a couple of weeks' time. You'll be looking for another Group 1 this Saturday, though, on Theory, who goes around in the Blue Diamond. We know you've won the Diamond on Catchy. Theory, if you could pick a barrier today, it's going to happen at 11 o'clock. Where would you love to be with her?
Oh, I would have said 1 to 8. It's perfect.
And from what you've seen of her... are you confident that she is one of the toughest to beat? She's currently the second favourite, but this year it seems an open edition of the Diamond.
Well, she draws it. If she has luck, regardless of what she draws, if she has luck on Saturday, the way that she worked this morning, then she'd probably come into favouritism. She was pretty exciting this morning, her piece of work at Flemington, and all she has to do is recapture that type of form from this morning on Saturday with luck, and she's going to be the horse I'll have to beat.
Was that the first time you've been on her this morning?
That's right, first time I've been on her.
And what did you do with her this morning, and why did she give you such a good feel? What is it about her that you like so much?
Well, I like our first introduction. She laid her ears back and bored her teeth at me, so I thought that was a good way to start our date. So that was interesting. And then, so she's got a bit of character, a bit of spunk about her. And then when you're on her back, then she just sat off and worked with a stable mate on the course proper here at Flemington. And then just the way that she picked up and I had plenty left, and just the way that she responded and delighted the way that she felt like she was going to explode. And then she's pulled up really well, and looking forward to Saturday, all going well with these two-year-olds.
Well, you haven't ridden her in a race yet, but you were on a pretty smart two-year-old a couple of years ago, Catchy, to win the Diamond. Do you think the group of two-year-olds this year is in that quality?
Yeah, I think they're very open again. I thought that year they were open again, but again, Catchy is a complete different horse than the filly that I'm riding this year. Catchy was big, and she was bigger than everyone else. A Theory's not like that, but I've been happy with watching her. The first up performance, she come from last and won in Sydney, and then she came down here and set outside the speed. Her first look at Caulfield drew a wide barrier, and I thought she was really good and obviously had improvement from the run, and I felt that improvement this morning, and I wouldn't be swapping her on the way that she worked this morning.
Well, it's a good wrap for all the listeners out there. A Theory, the one to beat, according to Craig Williams. Outside of her on Saturday, you've got a stellar book of rides. You'll be on Hartnell, will you, in the Futurity?
I'm not too sure. I just work with Best of Days, and I think they are now going to, I believe, they're going to the same race. So I'm not too sure which one they're going to put me on. So
who would you like to be on?
I actually wouldn't bother me. They're both Group 1 winning horses, so I'm not too sure. I just left it up to them. I said I went on both those horses, so I didn't really have a firm choice to make in regards to two of them. But they can make it for me.
He was pretty good in the CF4 Best of Days. What do you make of the run?
He was like four or five is going over the line together. He was there. It's his first time at Wait for Age. It's the first time he resumed, and then he worked this morning, and he hasn't taken any ill effects from that. He's actually come on, so he definitely stamped himself as a Wait for Age horse going forward.
And what about in the Oakley Plate? You're on Encryption, I believe. Do you give him a chance in what looks a hot edition of the Oakley Plate?
Yeah, it's an intriguing handicap. I'll be riding him at 51, so I think he's got 50, so He'll be carrying a kilo over unless the weights go up. And he fits the bill. He's worked nice this morning. His first up run was good. The three-year-olds are strong. Sprinting three-year-olds are strong this year. And he's just off the best ones. He's a Group 2 winner. And if he has luck and gets a good barrier draw, he's going to be right there.
How do you see this year's edition? There's a lot of talk about Nature Strip. Do you think the group of sprinters we've got at the moment are a strong group, or there's no standout? How would you rate them?
Oh, no, they're strong. They're definitely strong. We sort of wait for age horses on Saturday. We're going to see the horses that are still potential wait for age horses, but they're going through their handicaps at the moment. So it's going to be, I think, last week and this week's, it's exciting. They started the Festival of Racing, and it's really kicked off in great style. And excited to see all these horses come back, and those three-year-olds come back last week, and they're on good paths for, whether it be the Guineas or even going on towards Sydney later on.
Speaking of the three-year-olds and the Guineas, Amphitrite, you must have been wrapped with her win in the Vanity on Saturday.
Yeah, Michael, she was great. She's really developed. From her last preparation, she took no ill effects from her last run in the Oaks, and that was just a great performance. It was a set weight and penalties, so she bore the brunt of the penalties because of a Group 1 winner, and she actually won with ease. I just loved the way that she was able to do things a lot smoother as well, and you see the maturity in her, so she's very exciting going forward.
Have you locked into her for the Australian Guineas?
Yes, that's right.
And then what about the All-Star Mile?
Well, she's got to get in. I believe they were chasing up to do some votes for her. So I thought after her performance on Saturday, I thought she might get a lot of votes. But again, it's gone, as they call it, gone dark. So no one knows what's going on at the moment. So she needs to get into the All-Star Mile. She was just outside the top 10 before they turned off the voting.
So as a jockey in that situation, is it just a sit and wait? Or have you said, look, if you get in, you can pencil me in?
No, you sound like a manager now. she'll run the Guineas, and then they'll work out where she's going. There's no doubt if she wins the Guineas, or if she's in the All-Star Mile, she'll be running anyway, and she's going to be a great chance. So she's got to run first, get through the run, and then go from there. So she's got an interesting 4 weeks coming up.
It certainly does. Willie, thanks for your time this morning and the late mail on Ethereum after a great piece of work at Flemington.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mike.
Craig at Williams.